Hello, and welcome to KKRN Community Radio's The Eclectic Hour. I'm your host, Craig Boyer. The Eclectic Hour is a show that is sometimes an eclectic mix of music only, and sometimes interviews with music woven in relating to the subject and to the person being interviewed. Today's show is entitled Free and More. All but possibly the last selection will be music from musicians that have been brought to my attention by Bill Wentz. Now, Bill is someone that I've interacted with for years now at the Far West Music Alliance. He's had a long history in Nashville music and has been a promoter for such musicians as Bobby Bear, Mel Tillis, Waylon Jennings, Jerry Reed, and so on. He's now assisting the careers of far less well-known musicians, and I'll be sharing the music of five of them today. The first three songs I'll play will be by Stephen Free. He's a Native American singer-songwriter that I really enjoy. And the first song by Stephen is called Aka Aligua.
Brother, beware of the things they say to you. Brother, beware, for their words do not ring true. Nitata, beware. Sister, be strong. You know what you must do. Sister, be strong. You are one of the chosen few. Mishimata, be strong. Wakataya. Hey wa hey naka hey wa hey ya hey wakataya. Hey wa hey naka hey wa hey ya hey wakataya. Hey wa hey naka hey wa hey ya hey wakataya. Mother, be free from the hurt they brought to you. Mother, be free from the pain they put you through. Nigaha, be free. Wakataya, hey wa hey naka hey wa hey ya hey wakataya. Hey wa hey naka hey wa hey ya hey wakataya. Ayala hey ya hey wakataya. Hey wa hey naka hey wa hey ya hey wakataya. Hey wa hey naka hey wa hey ya hey wakataya. Hey wa hey naka hey wa hey ya hey wakataya. Wakataya, hey wa hey naka hey wa hey ya hey wakataya. Hey wa hey naka hey wa hey ya hey wakataya. Hey wa hey naka hey wa hey ya hey wakataya.
Our second song by Stephen Free is called The Legend of the Old Peddler.
Some say he came from Boston, but no one really knows. In the early 1800s, or so the story goes. Old Yankee peddler with his pots and pans and a fiddle strapped across his back when he first came to this land. To the Northwest Territory, the land of the Shawnee, when this country still was young and the river wild and free. To sell his wares to the settlers in the little towns and farms, a quiet man of music and simple country charm. Here's to the old peddler, most peculiar man, Some say that his ghost still walks this forest land. Sometimes on a rainy night, when the moon is dark and the air is right, you can hear his fiddle on the wind. Then came the great winter of 1824. A storm blew up the valley like no one's seen before. He said, don't go in the forest, 'cause you won't come out alive. Snow as deep as a wagon wheel, no one can survive. Here's to the old peddler, a most peculiar man. Some say that his ghost still walks this forest land. Sometimes on a rainy night, when the moon is dark and the air is right, you can hear his fiddle on the wind. Found him on the side of the road, right there where he died, with his pots and pans and blankets stacked neatly by his side. They buried him that very day. The man's hollow is the place, with his fingers on his fiddle, for it's a smile upon his face. Here's to the old peddler, a most peculiar man. Some say that his ghost still walks this forest land. Sometimes on a rainy night, when the moon is dark and the air is right, you can hear his fiddle on the wind.
Our last song by Stephen Free is called I'll Be There For You.
Into our life people come and go. Often nothing past the first hello. They make a mark, but soon they'll be just a faded memory. But sometimes someone comes along, and like the words to a favorite song, you know they're gonna stick with you your whole life through. I'll be there for you. Nothing in this world I wouldn't do. Long as the ocean and the sky is blue, I'll be there for you. The years can go by oh so fast, that we lose track of the past. Good friends left behind are out of sight and out of mind. Yet there are those that we have met, we know we never can forget. And even if we're far apart, therefore ever etched upon our hearts, I'll be there for you. Nothing in this world I wouldn't do. Long as the ocean and the sky is blue, I'll be there for you. Nothing in this world I would not do. Long as the ocean and the sky is blue, I'll be there for you. Long as the ocean and the sky is blue, I'll be there for you. I'll be there for you.
Just heard three in a row by the singer-songwriter Stephen Free. And we have another Native American singer-songwriter, and his name is Billy Simard. And the first song I'll share is called Secret, and that's the title of his latest CD. The song is called Secret.
I see you smiling, but I see the pain in your eyes. You're the life of the party, there's something you're trying to hide. Somebody hurt you, or maybe you cheated and lied. Tell me about it, don't keep it locked up inside. It's burning a hole in your heart. You're dying to tell me, but you just don't know where to start. Go for it, darling, set your mind free. Oh, don't you worry, you can lay your secret on me. Living in darkness, it won't change how you feel. Maybe I've been there, yeah, I know the deal. When you're playing with secrets, you're only hurting yourself. Oh, I'll be your stranger, I'll make it easy to tell. Yeah, you have a secret, it's burning a hole in your heart. You just don't know where to start. Go for it, darling, set your mind free. Oh, don't you worry, you can lay your secret on me. Lay your secret on me. Lay your secret, lay your secret on me. Burning a hole in your heart. You're dying to tell me, but you just don't know where to start. Go for it, darling, set your mind free. Oh, don't you worry, you can lay your secret on me. Lay your secret on me. Lay your secret
Our next song by Billy Simard is called You Should Know By Now.
I've been trying to catch your eye, praying you'll notice me. I've been coming in here all week, but I don't know if you see. Girl, you should know by now that you turn me on with your smile. How you make my heart beat wild. It ain't hard to see what you do to me. Girl, you should know by now.
Last song by Native American singer-songwriter Billy Simard is called My Spirit Flies, and you'll hear the influence of his culture in this song.
Spirit flies in the evening sky and takes me to that world of mine, to that world that tells no lies. That's where my spirit flies. I dream of days and times before, when the world had an open door to that land that never dies. That's where my spirit flies. Fly away where there is no pain. Spirits rule the world again. Ancestors fill the skies. That's where my spirit flies. That's where my spirit flies. Listen to the warriors sing and smell that sweet grass burning. I can almost touch the sky. That's where my spirit flies. The elders talk. There's a place where you will go. And I know that when I die, that's where my spirit flies. Fly away where there is no pain. Spirits rule the world again. Ancestors fill the skies. That's where my spirit flies. That's where my spirit flies.
You're listening to The Eclectic Hour on KKRN 88.5 FM Community Radio with your host, Craig Boyer. And we want to thank you for supporting Community Radio. That's what's keeping our programs on the air. And if you've not already done so, please consider joining our KKRN family by sending a donation of support to Pencil and Paper Ready, KKRN at P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065. Or you can find the donate button at our safe and secure website at kkrn.org. There's also another way you can help us. You can donate a car, a truck, a boat, RV, or a motorcycle to the KKRN cause by going to careasy.org. Or you can also call 1-855-500-7433, and we thank you. We're going to resume our show with songs by Matthew Austin Hunt, and all of these performers, almost all of them that you hear today, were brought to my attention by Far West Folk Alliance supporter Bill Wentz. But Bill is far more than just Far West. He's an all across the country music supporter, and if you'd like to get in touch with Bill and let him know what you think of his performers, you can email him at billwentzpro@earthlink.net. So that is billwentzpro@earthlink.net. Matthew Austin Hunt's first song will be Questions.
So many questions I have in my mind. The answers are troubling, they take far too much time. Like when the night sky cries, where do they go? Those shooting stars that fade away. Does a man on the moon sit majestically still? Is he counting them as they pass one by? Is it counting them all, one by one? What kind of life you leave behind? Will they know your name? Will they even recall the time spent together or the days apart? When those embers fade and the ashes get swept away. You know those ashes get swept away. What happens to us all when we draw our last breath? And the storekeeper tallies the cost. Will the deeds be the tender and the recompense?
that which we owe our soul. That which we owe our soul. Where goes the ocean? The parts we can't see, where the deep blue gets consumed in the back. What secrets doesn't hold like stories of our lives? Those dirty little chapters we want no one to read. We don't want anyone to read. What happens to us all when we draw our last breath? And the storekeeper tells its cost. Will the deeds be the tender and the recompense? That which we owe our soul. That which we owe our soul. By what means do we measure life? While we're driven by selfishness and greed. My needs are great, your cup looks full. You don't have even a morsel to spare. Which face do you use when you're speaking to the masses? It's a veil that hides that evil truth. Self-preservation's your priority in life. An insatiable hunger that's too empty to fill. You know it's too empty to fill. What happens to us all when we draw our last breath? And the storekeeper tell is cost. Will the deeds be the tender and the recompense? That which we owe our very own soul. That which we owe our very own soul. By which means do we measure life? Where goes the ocean? The parts that we can't see. What kind of life you gonna leave behind when the night sky cries? Where do they go?
Matthew's next song is called Healin' Time.
Need a heaping helping of some healing time. That solution bound to fix this heart of mine. All the ladies have been dressed to kill, and the boys are out to get their thrill. Ain't that the way it usually goes? 'Cause I got to pour a little salt on my wound, add a little tequila too. Don't forget the lime to heal that heart of mine. It's a perfect blend of healing time. Perfect blend of healing time. I see the senoritas walking my way. I try to look so I'm not afraid. When they smile at me, I'm gonna need some surgery. My heart's an ornament, my friends just say. You need to pour a little salt on my wound, add a little tequila too. Don't forget the lime to heal that heart of mine. We're gonna dance all night, take it into the morning light. Not sure if it was salt or the lime. It's a perfect blend of healing time. Perfect blend of healing time. Got me all wound up, ain't got a chance tonight. I I'll take another shot. It's a perfect place to make my case. Perfect blend of healing time. Perfect blend of healing time. Perfect blend of healing time.
Our last song by Matthew Austin Hunt will be called Change.
Change. Won't you come my way? Change. I'm patiently waiting for you, like a summer breeze blowing through. I can't wait for you to come round. Now I need change. The only thing that stays the same, I know I can count on you. Come around again, I need change. Change. This road's gotten pretty rough. Change. I know you'll improve my luck. You'll deal me that ace. Come on, pick up the pace. I need change. The only thing that stays the same, I know I can count on you. Like an old friend, come around again. I need change. But I know you're near. Go ahead and knock me down. That'll be okay. 'Cause I need change. Stays the same. I know I can count on you. Like that old friend, come around again. I need change. I need change. Come on, change. I need change.
Our next songs will be done by P.I. Jacobs. And what I especially like about her is that she's a great storyteller. And on the songs you'll hear, she shares the background stories that illustrate just how she came to write the song. And the first will be Broken Cup Introduction.
So before I met my now husband, I had a perfect track record with dating. I chose badly 100% of the time. And by my early 20s, I could include the following types in my former boyfriends. The controlling one who liked to point out that the dog was getting fat while eyeballing my tummy. The one who came to my shows and hit on women while I was on stage, even leaving with one of them. The sweet one that never quite went anywhere, but years later I saw walking a leather-clad man on a dog leash and choker down the street. The one with an obsession for Middle Eastern women, who kept me around while constantly letting me know that I was not his type. All of these unreliable relationships led me to make a list of dating rules for myself. 1. Never make the first move. I could not be trusted to be attracted to somebody nice. 2. Wait to return any messages at least 2 days. A week is better. 3. Do not let yourself be excited about anyone you're dating. 4. Keep introductions to family and friends to the bare minimum. 5. Most importantly, be unreliable. Cancel at the last minute. Forget to call, get caught up in something, or just plain no-show. I was operating on all of these rules when I met my now husband, and I started our acquaintance out with a bang by being really rude to him. Now, being just 20 at the time, he couldn't get into the bar where my band was playing. He was friends with our guitar player, and they cooked up this idea that he should roadie for us to get past the bouncer. Nobody had told me any of this, so when I saw him carrying our equipment, I said, "Who are you, and why are you touching my stuff?" "Shh," he said, and explained the situation. So I let him carry my stuff. After load-in, he started setting up our sound system. I didn't think this was part of the deal. "Do you even know what you're doing?" I asked. "You better not screw up my sound." It turned out he did know, and our sound was quickly dialed in. Then he asked if I would like a beer. "No, thanks," I said. I didn't drink at the time, but I didn't think that was really any of his business. He politely asked me again a little while later, and the third time he asked, I said, "No, thank you." The gig started, and he grabbed a table and was joined by a date. Now, this is the point where his story and mine diverge, but here's my version. I was doing my thing, looking into the stage lights and playing to a room I could barely see. He was sitting in a corner where it was a little darker, and whenever I turned his way, I could see, shining through the blinding lights, a huge Cheshire Cat smile. And for the first time, I thought, he's cute, but way too young for me. His version of the story is that I spent the entire show smiling directly at him. Now, we may never know whose version is right, but we do know that his date asked him if she should leave, the electricity between us being painfully obvious to everyone except cranky old me. After this evening, he started showing up randomly at band practice and suggesting that we should all go dancing afterwards. He was subtle like that. And slowly, we became an item. The first thing I noticed that was different about our relationship was how calm I felt. He did what he said he was going to do, was unfailingly sweet, and seemed to like me despite my snarly attitude. This calmness made me feel a little uncomfortable, but I liked it. A few months into dating him, I had an epiphany. I thought to myself, "Wow, I'm dating a truly nice guy. Oh no, I'm gonna have to be nice back. There go all my rules." This seemed really daunting, but I began to try treating him the way I wanted to be treated. And even though it felt like walking on the moon, it also felt good.
Now next, P.I. Jacobs sings the song that came out of what she described here. It's called Broken Cup.
I got a good one. Days of bliss and wonder. There's no earthly reason for my dumb luck. So I pour it all out, my broken cup. And now I'm versed in all them ways of goodbye. Divorce, whiskey, legal problems, and cheater's lie. And I'm a pro at what not to do. Oh, I did it so, so well till I met you. I got a good one. Days of bliss and wonder. And there's no earthly reason for my dumb luck. So I pour it all out, broken cup. Now I know all them ways to run and hide. Oh, I know to leave before you say goodbye. I got skills to deal with the cheating kind. Oh, but a man like you requires a new frame of mind. And you, your kindness, and in the night, you sing me such a sweet tune. I know everything is just fine. I got a good one. Days of bliss.
Story and song done by P.I. Jacobs is No Sin to Be Poor, and we'll start out with her introduction to how the song came to be. Introduction to No Sin to Be Poor.
I was 4 years old the first time I realized that we were poor. My hippie mom had decided we should get back to the land, to a tiny town called Fort Bragg on the coast north of San Francisco. We lived several miles up a long dirt road, grew our own veggies, and attended sweat lodges with the other hippies in the area. To keep me occupied, my mom gave me three albums, Cinderella, Snow White, and Sleeping Beauty. I played them over and over again, singing every song and acting out the stories. Being an only child, I was used to playing alone, and I was happy to sing in the cellar all day, every day. There was almost no work in town for my mom, who was cleaning houses, so we signed up for food commodities. I remember standing in a long line and having people walk by and sneer at us. For the first time, I felt shame dripping down my insides. The food we got was awful. Government cheese and mysterious meat byproducts. But we took it home and made meals with veggies from our garden, which made it all pretty okay. Eventually, we moved back to San Francisco, and when I was 8, we moved again, this time to rural Sonoma County. This was a shock to my system. It was the first time we lived in a conservative area with only a handful of hippies, and we stood out. I went to school with wild hair and hippie clothes, bringing carob chips and homemade yogurt in a woven basket for my lunch. The farmer's kids thought I was a complete freak, so I became something of a loner. Our new house was right across the street from my school, and all the kids could see it from our classroom door. It was a small, neglected clapboard house. The yard was full of weeds and the paint was peeling. One room even had mold from the floorboards up to waist height on every wall. But I didn't mind the house too much. I loved being alone, and I was suddenly allowed to go home for lunch. This was the best part of every day. I would heat up a can of soup, read books, listen to records, and watch our little black and white TV. Saturday mornings were even better. I'd sit on the floor in the sunny spot and dig into my mom's record collection. Sometimes she would join me and we'd dance around, especially if I put in Stevie Wonder's Songs in the Key of Life. So, in general, I was happy with our house. It had the solitude, books, and records that I craved. One day in class, I got mad. I can't remember why, and I kicked a cupboard door. One of the popular boys said in his loudest voice, "That's why her house looks like that." And the entire class laughed. I was mortified. I cursed the luck that put my house on display for the whole school to see. So, I had two worlds. School, where I was a weirdo, picked on, poor kid, and home, where I was rich with books, music, dancing, and fun. Around this time, my mom became the first person in our family to graduate college. She got a good job teaching public school, and our financial situation improved. I was able to get braces, and we ate better, but we never moved out of that house. Eventually, I learned to live with the house and not care so much what other people thought of me. My mother ended up teaching public school for 40 years before she retired, so she more than paid back the government for the help they gave us by teaching over 1,000 kids how to read and write.
Next is the song by P.I. Jacobs that came out of her experience in life, "No Sin to Be Poor."
Oh, Mary, get back in the line, as if you got nothing but time. You got your kids counting on you, waiting on stamps for food. Girl, it's no sin. Three jobs and a couple of babies. Oh, Mary, you ain't never been lazy. But you can't make water from wine. You're paying that rent on time. Girl, it's no form. Let the bureaucrat lecture you more. Well, he don't know you, never been in your shoes. So don't you go look at the floor. No, no, it's some lady in designer wardrobe. You're looking good in them second and clothes. Go, go! Oh, no!
Next is Chad Elliott. I really enjoy Chad Elliott, one of Bill Wentz's performers that I'm especially fond of. And the song I've chosen is Down and Out.
You stopped me dead in my tracks, not the one to look back. Somehow you still made me. I was dressed up in rags and I hung my head low, defeated, gone to seed out on the street. And all my inspiration hit the fan. My wide horizons closed up so tight we had to stand. And I've run from that feeling ever since that day. Here I am, anyway, with a down and out. And every dawn brings a kiss, a song through the mist, and a promise passed down through centuries. And the wise run away, the unlucky ones stay. On too tight till it's too late, and no one's telling you to stick this out, but still there's something there that fills your heart up with doubt. And you probably better get her in quick time, boy, before you're just another down and out. Just a pawn in his game. And he took me by the hand, showed me the lay of the land, where to find my bread and wine when things got tight. Everyone's looking for their angle now. Something's cooking down on Market Street, and to me there is no doubt that a long hard look into this place would send you into a tailspin, running tail tuck from the down and out. Yeah, there's nothing left for me around here. There's probably only sorrow, disappointment, and fear, but still there's only so much that a man can allow. So you can find me here in the down and out. Yeah, still there's only so much that a man can allow. So you can find me here in the down and out.
Chet Elliott. And our last song will be a portion of Pesky Chords by Redding's very own Mumblefinger. But before that, I want to thank you for lending us your ears and for listening to and supporting KKRN Community Radio. And we want to thank those people we count on daily to put these shows out over the air at the right time. Please tune in next week for another edition of The Eclectic Hour. And now, Pesky Chords.